This is Rider Reloaded, the official podcast of Rider in the Morning.
With Lisa Evans.
Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
Still following everyone back on Instagram and Twitter. Thanks, Ryder.
You're welcome.
No, but I actually do want to follow our listeners because why not get to know them?
Sure.
They're listening to us talk every morning. So yeah, hit us up with your at
your handle
780107 and sure. I'll follow you.
Yeah, I'm just sitting over here with my feet up, drinking a coffee, not worrying
about
a thing.
You're the worst. And guess who has to get your next coffee?
You do.
This bitch.
I screwed my knee. So out of all things that I'm not excited about this summer, sitting around while everybody else is golfing and playing slow pitch, one of those things.
Right.
I was so pumped about being outside all year. And even yard work now is just going to be like, remember I said that for the first time ever, I'm like really enjoying doing things like cutting the grass.
Mm-hmm.
Now I can't because a little hobble leg.
You know what though? Okay, so I walked across the backyard to water some vegetables. And the mosquitoes that are hiding in the grass right now are insane.
Yeah, it's
like they're
been a bad year.
Fierce.
Are you excited for this summer?
Okay, I hate to be like a downer and someone that likes to be like, I'm always the type that I'm like, when it's 2 p.m., I'm like, the day is over. I got this from my mother. I hate it. I know it's terrible. It makes people feel like not relaxed because they're like, it's only 2. It's not already 2, Lisa. But I'm excited for September because Spyro comes out.
This is that video game.
So that's what I'm looking forward to the most. Okay, yeah, and like a few like weddings and stuff this summer and like slow pitch tournaments, whatever. But like Spyro in September is what I think about every single morning. It gets me through the day.
So you want to blast through June, July, and August, the best 3 months of the year, so that you can get to September when it starts getting cold again to play video games.
I don't know, man. I feel like September is still really warm. But I mean, I won't notice it because I'll be inside gaming. Super excited. So yeah, we want to know what you're excited for. Maybe there's an event coming up this summer, or maybe you have a video game or a movie that's coming out.
World Cup.
Ooh.
Starts in 10 days. June 14th, I think, is the first game. And it runs for an entire month till July 15th. So that's sweet.
I've never been a big soccer fan, but I do like the movie She's the Man.
What about Ladybugs?
Never saw Ladybugs, but I'm pretty sure She's the Man was based off of that.
Ladybugs is lit.
And Amanda Bynes plays the lead role in She's the Man. By the way, it's one of the best movies out there. It's so funny. But every single morning, not only do I think about Spyro, I wonder how Amanda Bynes is doing. Is she okay?
That's what consumes Lisa's mind. When you're wondering, you're like, huh, I wonder what Lisa's actually thinking about when she screws up her news or trap.
It's Amanda Bynes.
One of those two things.
Rider in the Morning.
Rider Reloaded.
Hot 107.
Today's words of wisdom come to us from @SmithSarah79 on Twitter, and they're good for anybody who is hitting the dating world. Sometimes when I think someone's attractive, I make eye contact and flare my nostrils a few times at them because that's how rabbits flirt. And I'll be honest, it's wildly unsuccessful.
Rider in the Morning.
Rider Reloaded.
Hot 107.
Here's another episode of What's Happening in Maidstone, Saskatchewan.
And my hometown of about 900 people has a very lit Facebook page called What's Happening in Maidstone. And sometimes I read excerpts out of it, such as this one. Janelle posted, "Is there anywhere in town to recycle cardboard?" Matt responded with, "No."
That's another exciting episode of What's Happening in Maidstone, Saskatchewan.
This is Rider in the Morning.
Hot 107.
All right, Netflix, Canada, getting a lot of rad movies and TV series the month of June. We're going to go through some of the big ones for you. Lisa Evans, what do you got for June 1st?
About a Boy. Mm-hmm. June 1st. Is this like what's coming? I thought it's what's coming out today.
Today, yeah, yeah.
Today's not June 1st.
Oh, today's June 4th. Why did I think it was June 1st today?
I don't know. That's weird.
Okay, so these are on there now.
About a Boy. Anaconda.
Don't want no. Wait. My anaconda don't. My anaconda don't.
Okay.
My anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun.
The Bone Collector. Busted, which is a Netflix original game show about solving actual mysteries. Pretty cool. The Disaster Artist, which was nominated for an Oscar.
Cinderella Man. Gridiron Gang.
That's a new football movie, which I think is going to do really well.
I don't think it's new.
No, but I mean like for Netflix.
New for Netflix, yeah.
People love their sports movies. Monster High, Notting Hill, which I've never seen.
It's really good. Hugh Grant is in it. One of my favorite movie roles of all time is his roommate in that movie.
Okay, good to know. I'll have to check that out. Panic Room, that has Jodie Foster and Kristen Stewart and Jared Leto. It's so good. Highly recommend that. And My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2. And I know that one of my friends, Cassie, is listening right now, and I know you're upset, so am I. We've been patiently waiting for the first My Big Fat Greek Wedding. Why wouldn't you add that?
Okay, if you want to see it so bad, why don't you just buy that movie or like download it illegally?
So you're going to add the sequel, but not the original? I'm pissed.
Okay.
June 3rd, Lady Bird will be out on Netflix.
No, is out because it's June 4th today,
oh,
remember?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm so confused. All right, tomorrow, Thor will be out. So good.
Ragnarok.
What's that?
Thor, Ragnarok. That's the movie.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay, good to know. Sense 8 season finale will be out on the 8th. June 15th, this is the one that everyone's been patiently waiting for.
I don't want
to
correct you again, but Sense 8, the series finale is out on June 8th. There's a difference. Season finale means like one episode. Series finale, it's like the last season.
Okay.
Okay.
June 15th is Queer Eye Season 2. If you have not crushed Season 1, what's wrong with you? It's the best.
June 18th, Unsolved, Tupac and Biggie. So it's like a true crime series, and it's going to chronicle both those investigations. That looks like it'll be deadly.
June 26th, Ghostbusters. Yes. Star Wars Last Jedi. And then last but not least, because the first season was amazing, June 29th, we're going to see Glow Season 2.
That's the female wrestling movie, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or series. And last calls, are you ready for this? Full House is now gone, Season 1 to 8.
Your daughter is going to be so mad.
Yeah.
Like, she watches the seasons, like, on repeat.
I bet she's crying right now.
I'm sorry.
She's listening. Sorry, Char.
Sorry, girl.
Homeland is no longer available. What else?
Okay, Homeland, Heartland. I don't know which one is which, and everyone always raves about one of them, and I feel like I keep trying to watch the wrong one, and I'm like, why is everyone talking about the show? What even is this?
So Heartland,
what is it?
Heartland is like a Canadian...
The horse movie.
TV series about a girl who like is a farmhand.
Like, what?
And Homeland is like an amazing series about...
Security?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
I'm so confused.
A girl who has bipolar, I believe.
Okay.
And he's like highly medicated, but is one of like the FBI's
number one
people. Yeah. So it's really
okay,
good.
Okay, so definitely started watching that horse show. And I was like, okay, what? Everybody rants and raves about this. I'm so confused.
Well, Homeland's no longer available on Netflix, so you won't have to make that mistake again. Knocked Up, watch it now, because in 4 days it'll be gone. Shutter Island's getting taken off.
Okay.
I tried to watch that movie like 6 times and fell asleep every time.
It's really good.
Captain America Civil War is going to be gone as of June 16th. And Uncle Buck, watch it now, June 22nd. She gone.
She gone off Netflix. Okay. I'm going to write a list of the ones that are coming onto Netflix with our Twitter account. So Hot 107 Edmonton.
Ryder in the morning.
Ryder reloaded.
Hot 107.
All right. 780-450-3332. We're here to help.
So, I am newly single, and I have no clue where to go to meet people.
Well, have you tried anything yet?
Okay, so I've done the online dating thing a myriad of times, and it's basically a dead end, unfortunately. So, now I'm kind of at a loss. I'm 48, but I'm young at heart 48, and I like to go out and I like to do things, but in my career, you can bowl a cannon through my workplace and not hit an available man. So
it's so true. Like, all the good ones seem to be taken.
Hey.
Yes.
What?
Or emotionally unavailable.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay, so we got some text in to 780-107. Marcy said, go to the library, girl. Social groups, sports groups, just be yourself. Like it or leave it. And we got another text to 780-107 that says, go to a gym that actually offers classes.
Okay.
Because, I mean, there are going to be people there, but you, she seems like a smart enough woman mm-hmm. that would know which people would rather be left alone. Usually there's regulars that go every week, and if you get to know them, say they're cute, and they like to stay healthy.
Well, and I think a lot
I like that suggestion.
A lot of people that are on the market do care more about their health as well, right? About, like, you're staying fit just
to find someone, maybe?
In case, right.
You know what I think Stacey should do? Borrow someone's puppy and either, like, go to a dog park or, like, walk through an area where you know a lot of people will stop to pet your dog.
Right. Dog park makes a whole lot of sense because there's that like gap time where it's easy to get to know somebody and have that conversation without it necessarily needing to lead anywhere.
But highly recommend the borrowing the puppy. I have a girlfriend that got a dog and she's like, for sure, I'm going to clean up. Like there's going to be a guy out there that's like, yes. And she's still single. The dog's like six.
Because she cares so much about the dog. She's like,
got to get home to let my dog out.
Exactly.
I can't stay out late. So highly recommend, in my opinion, borrow or rent someone's dog.
Rent. Wouldn't that be like a big red flag, though, if you're at the dog park?
And they're like, whose dog? And you're like,
mine.
It's my dog.
And then like the dog's never around after that.
Ryder in the morning.
Ryder Reloaded.
Hot 107.
So Jimmy Fallon showed up and spoke at the school where the horrible shooting was in Parkland, Florida. Parkland. Now there's a place I'd go. But anyway, he had a lot to say to the kids, including talking about how good of a job they did at not just saying that they're the future, but becoming the present. Here's part of it.
Most commencement speakers, they'll get up here and they'll talk in the future tense. You will succeed. You will make us proud. You will change the world. Most commencement speakers, they say, you are the future. But I'm not going to say that because you're not the future. You're the present.
And then he went on to tell an embarrassing story while he was there as well, which is pretty funny.
People always ask me, what's the best part of your job? And I say, I get to make people happy. You know, it's great. I'll give you an example. About 6 or 7 months ago, I ran into this girl on the street, and she came up to me and she said, I just want to let you know that I was going through a tough time, very depressed, and you got me through my depression. And I've watched all your clips on YouTube, and I just want to thank you so much for getting me through such a tough time. And then we talked for about 20 minutes, and then she goes, can I get a selfie? I go, yeah, of course. So we take a selfie, and then she goes, can we get one more for a Snapchat? So you take another one. And then I say goodbye to her, and she's leaving. She said out loud, oh my God, I just met Jimmy Kimmel.
By the way, that was Jimmy Fallon.
Well, it's so funny that that story is what he just talked about, because originally when you said that Jimmy showed up at the ceremony, I was like, oh, that's so cool. But then you started playing the clips to record them for the show, and I was like, that doesn't sound like Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, you thought
so? I get so confused. They shouldn't have two Jimmys on a late night show.
Plus, they're both in their 40s. Why haven't you switched to Jim yet? Like, one of you could go by Jim?
This is Ryder in the Morning.
Hot 107.
Last week, we were talking about how, like, Edmonton's being overrun by caterpillars.
St. Albert is being overrun by evil owls that are trying to take people's little dogs.
Now Surrey, BC is being overrun by peacocks. I didn't even know peacocks lived in Surrey.
So there's about between 40 and 150 of them in Surrey, BC. And this homeowner is actually facing a $1,000 fine after illegally cutting down a tree in which a group of peacocks have been nesting in for over a decade. Like, this guy is just like, I'm done with these peacocks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting rid of the tree. And now the city is fining him because he didn't ask if he could cut it down.
Okay.
So it has nothing to do with the peacocks, why he's getting fined. But now they're roaming the streets. And listen, these peacocks are beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
The males that have like all the beautiful colors and stuff.
And
right?
Apparently they're similar to fighting fish in that they get very competitive. So if
yes.
there's a really beautiful peacock that comes in, the other peacocks will be intimidated and often they'll fight. But they're fighting each other. No, they're fighting themselves now.
people in Surrey, BC have beautiful sports cars. They probably wash them every weekend.
Fairly wealthy area for the most part, yeah.
So the reflection of the peacocks is forcing these birds to fight vehicles, and they are poking them to the point where they cannot see their reflection anymore. They need to get rid of that other peacock that's actually just their own self.
They're fighting their own image, yeah.
So that's what's happening in Surrey, BC. People are pissed. But then the city's saying they can't do anything about it. They're like, sorry, we just have to let these peacocks live their best life. So they're not going to pick them up and bring them away, which a lot of people are saying, no, like, they don't belong here. They should be going somewhere where they can have a better lifestyle.
Then attacking themselves, well, in the side of cars. That doesn't sound like a very good life. A
lot of mixed reviews because some people love having them. They like the sound of them. They'd rather hear that than screaming children down the streets. Whereas other people are like, no, I'm sick of looking at these things. The traffic is always slow moving when there's people visiting from out of town because they want to stop and take pictures. It's just this ongoing battle, and it's just such a funny animal to be fighting over.
And fighting itself.
Yeah.
Ryder in the morning.
Ryder Reloaded.
Hot 107.
All right, time for a segment we call Good On Ya. 780-107 is the text line, or you can call 450-3332. Fairly simple concept. Just pump your own tires, something you've accomplished recently, or are looking ahead at accomplishing. Maybe you signed up for something big. Whatever the case may be, we'll give you some love, and we might just hook you up with some booster juice as well.
Okay, I have one.
Okay.
I'm very proud of myself for how patient and kind I've been for the past week with you and your injury.
Okay, pump your tires some more.
That's the point of this whole bit.
Oh, right.
Good on you, mate. Yeah, nice one.
Okay. I put in, there was a stretch of like over 28 hours where I slept for 21 of them.
Wow.
So, yeah, I think I'm like healing. Or I was just really lazy.
Good on ya.
And it felt good.
Good stuff.
780-107, hit us up.
Ryder in the morning.
Hot 107.
All right, we're asking you to pump your tires. 780-107 on the text center. You can call 450-3332. Fire away.
I didn't have any beer at Beer Fest.
What? But you went?
I was working.
Okay. You're not supposed to have any beer at Beer Fest.
I know, but people kept trying to give me sneaky sips, and I kept saying no.
Good job.
Good job, bud.
Thank you.
Brown sugar, she likes to call the show, yeah.
What do we got rolling in on the text line?
Well, Chris hit us up at 780-107 and said that he signed up and started training to run 5K at the Edmonton Marathon.
Good on you, Craig.
Jamie texted in saying, I recently started volunteering at the Edmonton Food Bank. It feels good to give up my free time to help others.
Good on you, Steve.
Wow.
I ran out of good on you, so I had to go with like Craig's and Steve's. Anyway.
Okay, Rihanna texted in saying, me and the Hubs drank way too much wine last night, but I was nice and I got up and drove the kids to school, even though I only slept 3 hours and I felt pretty sick today.
Good on you.
That may be another illegal one.
No.
Ryder in the morning.
Ryder Reloaded.
Hot 107.
Pete Davidson dating Ariana Grande. He's from Saturday Night Live. And he is trying too hard.
What happened?
He got two tattoos this weekend in tribute of her, like she died or something.
How long have they been together?
Since like the end of May, a week, 2 weeks maybe. Yeah, so he got like the little bunny rabbit face thing, yeah, that she always has. And then I think there was a number above it that was dedicated to her as well. So isn't one enough? And one even feels like it's too much, this early into a relationship. But I get that, like, sometimes you do crazy things with each other. But you decide you need two tattoos? Come on. Try hard.
Have you ever tried hard?
Yeah, it doesn't work.
It really doesn't, hey? Mm-hmm.
No. I asked this girl named Ashley out for, like, school dances, like, 8 times in a row.
Oh, no.
Like, hockey dances.
Yeah.
Like, it was year after year I kept asking her. Finally, she said yes. So I, like, I thought, this is my chance. So I got like fully suited up, sort of been, yeah, grade 8. I got my dad to dress as a limo driver.
Did you have a limo?
No, but he had a really nice car. So, but he like came and opened the back door for her to get in and like he played the role.
Mm.
And I like brought flowers to her mom.
No.
Yeah, that was our last date as well. But that's what I'm saying. Don't try too hard too early.
No. I used to pretend that I had a gym membership. That's how I got guys to date me, and then they'd realize that I don't have one.
Ryder Reloaded, the official podcast of Ryder in the Morning
with Lisa Evans,
powered by Booster Juice,
only from Hot 107.